Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What True Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori and Maine interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this should.
It works.
Hi, Julia. Welcome to What True Next podcast.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi. Yeah, so I'm Julia or Julia, whatever is preferred. And I am a 22-year-old college student who is about to graduate. And I was born and raised in DC, and I am a diehard romance reader. Like, that's all I read.
All right. So tell me about your romance reading journey. Like, when did it start? What happened? What was your gateway drug? Yeah, or gateway.
So mine is like the most basic gateway drug of all time, The Hating Game by Sally Thorne. And I distinctly remember in March of 2019, I was almost finished with high school. I finished high school like a month early. So I was kind of bored and I wanted to do something else. So I was on Amazon back when I used to buy books mostly on Amazon. And I stumbled across a very cute cover. And I was like, this is such a cute cover. Mm-hmm. And I had been looking for like a new side project and things to do. So I was like, let me just get this and see what it's like. I was always someone who hated reading growing up. Mm-hmm. Every book I read was about really, really depressing topics. Mm-hmm. And I'm a very visual person. So when I read it, I can picture it like exquisite, like very specifically. So if you're talking about like abuse, or like really, really like atrocities of war and like all this stuff, I'm going to picture it. So that's why I didn't read for so long. So I read it and it's kind of silly, but I read The Hating Game and I suddenly was like, oh, you can read for enjoyment and like enjoy it and have fun. And that kind of changed my life forever. And then, yeah.
And so things that change your life, because actually it affected a couple of things. So you have a book club, but you're also minoring in publishing. So tell us about that experience.
Yeah. So I had been at my college for 2 years. My major is marketing, which is also definitely really related with publishing. And I'd been looking for like my niche in marketing. Mm-hmm. And I almost called myself like a wannabe influencer for a while. I never like said I wanted to be an influencer, but I remember I started like five different blogs or five different like ideas of like what type of content I wanted to create, but I never stuck to it until 2021, when I was like, let me just make one for books because I love books. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about books and let's make new friends. And it was, you know, peak pandemic times. I'm immunocompromised, so I have to be really careful. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to like meet these people, and then I realized I happened to be at a school which has one of the only publishing programs, like a dedicated publishing program. So that also worked out really well. That like I happened to be at a school that has a significant publishing department. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to do something fun and maybe less practical instead of like PR or political communication or something. Not that publishing isn't practical, it's very important. But it's definitely more niche than some other stuff. So my parents and family were very supportive. They're like, yeah, you do what you want to do. You did the serious major. If you want to do something like more fun for your minor, go ahead. So I joined, I started learning about it that way. And yeah, it's been great.
So let's chat about the book club. Let's talk about the book club. What made you start it? What was the book club and how people can join?
Yeah. So I started, well, it kind of happened organically just based off of my first few months of being on Bookstagram. I joined Bookstagram August of 2021. I'm almost going to be at a year and a half in February. Very exciting. Mm-hmm. So I started in August of 2021. And in those few months, like one of the first friends I made on there, which is Books and Booze Day, Phyllis. She's Grace. I don't know if you know her. Anyways, she DM'd me first and was just like, I like your username, because she was very obsessed with my username and thought it was funny. And then said, let's do a buddy read. And I was like, what is a buddy read? Like, I had no clue what she was talking about. And she was like, oh, it's where people, you know, read the books and they read it together and da 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 da. And I was like, oh, that's okay. That sounds good. Like, let's do that. And she was like, yeah, let's go ahead. And we did that. And I was like, this is fun. But like, I would love to talk about this with more people, because I'm an introvert, but I do like being extroverted in small portions. And I also realized that I like picking what book I'm going to read. Like, I really hate it when people tell me what to read, even if it's someone I really trust and love and adore. So I was like, let me just start my own book club, because then it can be the books I want to read. And if other people want to join, awesome. Not saying that I don't take recommendations or anything like that, but I think it comes from a place of being in school where they're like, you have to read this, this, and this. And like, well, now I don't want to read it.
Yeah. So how do you pick the books? Like, how do you figure out the book picking process?
So it's a little bit of everything. I do pull my book club members. Like, we have I do like surveys and I ask them how they're feeling about the book club. You know, ever the marketer, always gonna like make sure that everyone is doing what they need to do. But I will like pull them, say like, hey guys, is there any books in particular that you would like to have an event for? And I take suggestions. And then I am very conscious and very like, I'm very committed to feature diverse books in my book club. So that's also something I personally try to like look for. So I'm always looking to feature more BIPOC authors, more queer authors, Latinx authors, and queer authors are kind of like my specialty. Oh, and because I am bisexual and Cuban. Those are definitely my niche. But yeah, basically it's mostly down to what I find on Goodreads, Storygraph, what I hear from my friends, and what I hear from my book club. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, sometimes I will just do polls on my Instagram and people just submit at books and I look into it and it's fun. I like having the control, and then but it's like a whole process to book them and everything.
Yeah. I understand. As someone who's been booking author interviews, it's like, it's a whole process of, you know, and sometimes you get to a point where you're going to get pitched to yourself, like people will pitch you and you're like, oh, this is good. Or like, oh, this is totally my audience.
It happened last year. And I was like, what? Like, normally I have to pitch. I think also what has helped me since day one is I kind of have all the audacity. I've always been told to like act like you have 10 million followers, but don't be entitled about it. But like act like you know more than you are. Like, I booked Tessa Bailey for my book club when I was under 500 followers.
Yeah.
And that's because I had the audacity to be like, hi, Tessa, would you like to join my book club that hasn't had a single event yet? Like, because I had the audacity to do that, she was like, sure. And then once you get more followers or just like more, you're more well known in your niche, then you get this credibility and people start coming to you, which is like the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, it's like a mix of things. It's like a mix of showing up, crisscross. Right. So let's chat about book recommendations. What books do you recommend our listeners to pick up?
Okay, so I thought really hard about this, and I realized the one thing that all my books have in common is they're all fake dating, fake relationship books. Mm-hmm. There's something so special about the trope because it's so unrealistic to life, and I read to disconnect, so I really enjoy that. So those books would be A Proposal They Can't Refuse by Natalie Kanya.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss Her Once For Me by Allison Cochran.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Fake It Till You Bake It was a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Couple others. Wait, sorry, I'm gonna pull up my list. Just so you have it all in one place. A Proposal They Can't Refuse, Count Your Lucky Stars, Kiss Her Once For Me, and Fake It Till You Bake It.
Yep.
Are all, I love those ones.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get into historical as well. So I'm trying to find more fake dating historical.
Yeah.
So
but historical gets a lot of fake dating, I think. A good one is It's Fake Engagement. It's Harper St. George. I think it's the third one.
That's I'm just, reading I'm reading the fourth one right now.
Oh, you're reading the fourth one? I want to get the fourth one. I have to. The third book in the series is a fake engagement and relationship. So there's a lot of more marriage inconvenience in historicals than fake engagement, because there's like, they lead to the marriage. So like situations arises and like, we gotta get married. And so you find out more there.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think I'm reading the fourth one, which is Camille's story right now. And it is there's kind of a fake engagement. It's not a spoiler to say that, I don't think. Yeah. So I think
that's well known. Exciting. So tell us where you can find you online.
Yeah, so people can find me everywhere at chicklit is the shit. So that's just chick as in like, you know, that chick over there. But everyone is included in the chicks. If you respect women and you respect people, then you're welcome to be a chick with us. And that's the thing. So it's not a gender. We're trying to reclaim the word so that associates anything with women as cringy, as cool. And that's why my username is chicklit is the shit. And I'm proud of it. But yeah, so just chicklit is the shit on everywhere. And then for my book, and then for the book club, you can find it at CLITS book club all together. So just CLITS book club, which is the acronym for chicklit is the shit.
Love it. I love it so much. Thank you, Julia, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading to your busy life. Listen with the free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get 2 audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of 1 with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.